Welcome and thank you for listening to 8020, where we have spirited debate and discussion about sports, local and national issues, race, education, and just about everything else. The rules are simple. In every discussion or conversation that is mainly based on opinion, 80% of the opinion is correct and the other 20% is correct. We just need your help to decide who has the 80 and who has the 20. I'm your host, Jay Stoggs, with a special edition. And, of course, to my right, your left, my man forever, Aunt Jay. What's going on, bro?
Al Green is singing to us, man.
Yeah, he is.
That's preaching. What he's doing.
The Rev is doing his thing. The Rev is definitely doing his thing.
Oh, everything is good, man. Everything is everything, baby.
Everything is everything, and everything is still everything, baby. For sure, for sure, for sure.
Man, I wish you didn't have to turn that down.
I know, bro. But I mean, we could just let it ride for a little bit, but, you know, we'll be up here sobbing like babies for a little while after that. So we need to really kind of jump in. I mean, we got so much. I mean, I don't want to make this a two-parter. We're going to try to make this a one.
Let's get it.
All right, let's go.
So it's the reason why we played that, by the way.
There you go.
So it's coming.
It's coming.
Okay, first topic. Okay, since Kyrie is not going to be traded.
Right.
Can the Cavaliers, the James gang, can they coexist and at least reach the Eastern Conference Finals? Something that makes you say,
Well, here's the thing, man. I think we kind of both agree that they'll make the playoffs, no doubt.
Yes.
To the conference finals, I still contend you have to watch out for Boston. I think they're going to be a formidable team this year. With the current situation where Kyrie and Bron Bron are in the same room, they're not even looking at each other, let alone talking to each other. Kyrie is setting himself up for his next team because he's not going to opt in and the team has to get some kind of value for him. So it's not really about winning a championship anymore. He has a championship. He already has one of those. So now it's all about Kyrie doing Kyrie for Kyrie. And I think that may be detrimental to the team. I think that, honestly, they may not make the conference finals. And if they do, they make the conference finals, but they may get beat.
Okay, so Aunt Jay, the AKA the voice of reason.
That is not your moniker, sir.
Because first off, they still have the talent to go. Okay, let's get that out of the way now. It's still the Eastern Conference. Yeah. All the Western Conference powers are going to be battling each other, especially with the ascendance of Minnesota.
Yeah,
you've got these young teams just snipping at the bit. OKC with Mr. Triple-Double. Man. It's a lot of teams Houston. Out here. Yes, of course.
Yeah,
with the Drew League All-Stars or whatever, Paul and Hart. But this is my thing. In the East, it's still dry bones barren as far as superior team talent, and you still have LeBron, number one player in the world. You still have Kyrie, bad shot taker, bad shot maker, and you still have the 2000s version of Bill Walton, K Love.
He may or may not be there. I do want to point that out.
So he's gonna be there. No, he's gonna be there. The team is not changing. So talent, they're going to make it. Boston may win a game or two. I really like Tatum. I really like Hayward.
Yeah.
But last time I checked, unfortunately, Isaiah Thomas is still 5'9".
Okay.
Who going to hold Kyrie?
He's not 5'9". Look.
Well, is he 5'7"? You want to go lower?
He's
still
shorter.
A Munchkin.
He's a shorter guard.
Who we going to box out? Air?
I'm going to tell you something, man. You know who was a really good rebounder?
Dead Space, come on, say something.
I was asking you, bro.
Oh, you're asking me who on Cleveland?
No, no, no. As a guard.
Who's a fantastic rebounder?
Who was a fantastic rebounder?
Oh, God. At point guard, Russell Westbrook.
So, I mean.
Freak of nature. That's the first one that came to mind.
But, I mean, there have been plenty of guards who can rebound.
So, where is this coming from? Like, we're talking about Isaiah Thomas.
We're talking about Isaiah Thomas.
Shifting the rebounding guards.
Well,
see the correlation.
The correlation is this. The guy is talented. He can do. He has done everything for that team.
Yes.
He has done everything for that team. I think we can agree on that. So, and this is the same thing that we talked about.
Disappear in the playoffs.
Hey, a lot of people have disappeared in the playoffs.
They have, James.
You know what I'm saying? LaMarcus Aldridge. I'm looking at you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shot fire.
Hold on. He disappeared in a San Antonio uniform because when he was in Portland, that boy was scoring 40 against Dallas.
Come on. Dallas does not. Don't do that.
He was holding.
Don't do that.
Irk. I say Irk because back then Dirk didn't have no.
He didn't have any. Still really doesn't.
Dirk. Now he just happened to be in the game, baby. Father Time, I'm still going at
you. 20 seasons, yo, much love, but bro, you do not play D at all. So
yo,
I mean,
I'm still waiting for him and Kobe to join the big three.
Why?
I want to see it so
why?
Bad.
Why? Nah,
that's gonna be great. That's such a. He's still such a matchup nightmare.
Nah.
Got old cats. I got a whole Dirk, too.
Nah.
That'd be great. Yo, I'm telling y'all, you need to watch the big three, man. Just
nah.
Old cats getting it in. Like, as a almost,
and he'll play.
Almost 40-year-old, I can respect the big three.
I think he would actually sign up right after he retires.
That'd be awesome.
I think he would. Because
and then you got these cats coming out of retirement. Like
Dirk likes to play.
Yeah. If you're a baller, that's what you'll do is you
Dirk
won't.
Loves to play. He's a baller. He loves to play.
Man.
But I just.
Rifle that long range, one leg.
I
want to see.
Here's what I want. I just want Allen Iverson to go somewhere.
Like your home?
No. Just like, go home. Because he's hijacked the league. See, we weren't even going to talk about this. I'm telling you, man.
Well, see, this is where you had told me to stay on topic.
Let's stay on topic then. We're going to save that for the next one. That has AI hijacked. I know.
Big three.
Always.
Oh,
that's,
my God.
Oh,
such a good supporter.
Blech. So at the end of the day, let's circle back around. At the end of the day, do they make the conference finals?
Yes.
Do they win?
Yes. I mean, whether they don't win, against Golden State, no.
No. We're talking about finals. You're talking about finals. I'm talking about
conference finals. We're talking about Rocky Apollo Part 4. We're talking about Golden State / Cleveland.
No.
Part 4.
That's not even. Yeah.
Because this is what I base mine on. The 2004 LA Lakers. Shaq and Kobe couldn't stand each other. You had the two veterans coming in, Payton and Malone.
But you had a better coach. And you had a better supporting cast, I think.
Well, see, here's the thing about the coach. You're talking about Phil Jackson, yes?
The one and the only.
They lost with Phil when that team was first assembled. Remember, you had the Eddie Jones, Shaq, Eldon Campbell, Nick Van Exel. They couldn't get that right.
Dude,
they almost got – I swept,
How many coaches in their first year have won an NBA championship?
Okay, I hear that. And here's my retort.
I was just saying.
How many coaches have coached four of the top 50 players that the league has ever seen, and both pairs played at the same time?
Dude, you still
He wouldn't be this great coach if he didn't have Jordan Part 2, Shaq, or I'm sorry, Wilt Part 2, and Scotty.
You have to have the culture and mindset of winning. I was talking to a young coach yesterday, as a matter of fact, about this. You know, and he said, you know, on paper, when you look at these kids individually, and I'm looking at you, man, you know who I'm talking to. He said that he has good players, but they have a culture of losing. And so when you have a culture of losing, which is what they had for a while, Phil came in and said, listen, we're going to do this differently. We got a lot of things that we got going. We just have to get it all together. So the Zen Master got it together and got them together. Can Tyronn Lue, he's never faced this before as a coach. So I think it's going to be difficult, man. I don't discount that the probability of them making it is higher than them not. but there's always that sliver. You can shake your head. That's fine. I think that's where we are. So, I mean, we can go to the next one.
All right, guys. Remember, 80-20 that up.
Let us know.
Will the Cleveland Cavaliers
represent
the Eastern Conference?
Represent the East.
Again.
No, they'll make it. Will they represent the East? That was the question. Will they win? Will they represent the East going into the finals? That was a question.
And I said yes, and you said no. I said
possibly.
Oh, see. Oh, all of a sudden, your no turning to possibly?
No. My no was always a possible.
But that's like a could be. That's like a maybe. That's not a no.
That's what it is. So,
Lord Jesus, we wonder why.
There it is.
We wonder why America is failing. Because folks don't stay with their opinion.
We don't compromise. We don't compromise.
I need you to be like a little 18-year-old black chick right now. No means no.
Wow. Okay.
Maybe.
You can send your letters.
Care of
Aunt Jay for that one. Wow, really? Stereotype?
So we
stereotyping
your
now?
No.
This is why America's failing. Because we stereotype.
No, because you wishy-washy, and then we teach monsters in the classroom because parents know it means could be.
No.
Let me ask you for some
I'm
pussy
saying no now.
10 times, and no. the 11th Compromise. Time, you'd be like, okay, just put the head
Listen,
in.
Listen, at the end of the day, will they represent the East?
Yes, and then here's his fluttering no/maybe. So anyway, topic number two.
Call it what you want. I don't care.
I'm
Go
just
ahead.
Saying. And see, you made one. Me say the word pussy on air.
You no, I didn't make you do anything. You're a grown man.
I'm just saying.
You're a grown man. Are you not a grown
I'm
man
just,
now,
look, folks? I'm trying
I have
to be
that
a
power
model.
Over you.
I'm trying to. Be I have a that power. He made me upset.
The voice of reasoning calling out 18-year-old black girls and saying,
I'm just
pussy.
Saying, yo, no. Yo, no, it needs to be no.
No, sir.
Don't sit there at,
no,
can I get a little, can I
no,
get a little, can I get
sir.
A little, and then all
no,
of a sudden,
sir.
Okay, baby, you can just put the head
Let's
in,
go
and then
to
we
the
full
next
on doggy
topic.
Style, just
next
because your no
topic.
Did not mean no.
Next
we'll
topic,
we'll go
bro.
To state, win it all this year.
We both said yes.
We did.
We both said yes.
You know, mine was an emphatic. We thought about it a little bit. The only thing that might sidetrack the Warriors, we felt, was individualized injury.
Yes.
To maybe Durant or Curry or one of the big 3.5.
So here's an addendum to that question. If Curry goes down, do they win it?
Yeah.
Or does it become more difficult?
I mean, obviously it becomes difficult, but you still have the second best player in the NBA on your team.
All right, so if KD goes down, is it easier for them to win it?
Like I say, they got to put that hat back on, that 2015 hat.
So if the
They'll
injury
be fine,
bug.
Because the bench is better. The bench is better.
But
you
it's
got
shorter.
Swaggy P.
But it's shorter.
You got
that bench
Iguodala.
Is shorter. Though. That bench
you
is shorter.
You still got
though.
David West. You still got McGee.
I like Jay McGee.
I'm
I
saying
like
they are better. They got Omar Caspi. Sean Livingston, they are better from last year's roster.
But it's
they
a shorter
cut,
bench, though.
What do you mean? They can go 12. They can go at least 11 deep. And you're not playing. You're not asking these reserves to play 30 minutes. You're asking them to play 15, 18, maybe even 20. You're up 15. Durant, Curry, and Clay on the bench laughing. Swaggy P trying to shoot threes. And he has a green light.
That's scary.
Man, look at here. They gonna wear Nick Young jerseys by the end of the year.
Oh.
I mean it,
man.
Because he is now in a system where, except for Washington, when he first got to Washington, there's like you're gonna be the sixth man. We need you to come off the bench with instant offense. Everywhere else, they've kind of been like, we need you to play inside yourself and
in
great socks, shot selection.
No. He's
and
had to play in the system.
Now he has the green light to go be Swaggy P.
I mean, it was a system. It's called a system. He had to play in a system.
Man, look at
him. And
here.
So now
he might fall in love with him again after this year.
Who?
Iggy.
I don't think so. I think your man kind of killed that one in LA.
First off, if any one of us would have been in that situation, I ain't got to. Why am I inviting chicks to my house? I mean, you. You got a white girl with some pump.
But that wasn't even what I mean. Oh, his teammate, his friend,
number one, quote,
was recording him saying this stuff. Now he's dumb for saying it, but you know, and
but
doing it.
That's my issue is, you have a nice one at home. Yeah, and she treats you right.
Right.
Ain't no need for seconds when you have a fantastic main course.
Getting
at
out
home.
There. Some people like seconds. All right. So I think
you know, that's that hoe come out of you.
That's not it.
Once in a while.
That's not it. That's not
I, that college.
I don't know what you're talking about.
You know, that's why you went to Houston because the first
Stop.
Two letters
do
are hoe.
Don't do that.
A hoe.
Don't do that.
Hoe.
Third coast. Hey, I'm looking forward to homecoming. Holla. I see you out there.
Oh, Lord Ignat. Jesus. Okay.
Ignat you, holla. All right. Yeah, we're good with that one, man. Let's right. let's just skip over these. I mean,
every time we talk about whole tendencies, my man get nervous.
I don't get nervous.
Topic number three. Ezekiel Elliott,
oh my gosh,
NFL running back for the Dallas Star Cowboys.
Dallas Star Cowboys.
Yep. You know, the star. The Go star. Ahead and do your Jerry. The star. We play for the star.
Well, you know, whenever, you know, the old Zeke, he start running and, you know, he get out there and then, you know, he get on the star and we really like for him to, you know, keep on going.
Keep
and,
on
you know,
that
he, rock, baby. He's got a lot of good things going on. You know, he's a bit lower than a grasshopper dump right now, but, you know, he's going to jump up
like a
ski fly. And when he does, you know, we'll have the bird just come on through here and fly down and, you know, pick him up like a hawk and blow him out with the cold wind.
That's beautiful, Jerry. Jay, I'm going to ask that you come back for a little bit.
All right, dude.
Okay, so.
Thanks, Mr. Jones. We appreciate you, man.
Are the six games that Goodell gave him
yes.
justified?
Yes.
Yes or no?
Yes.
And this is an 80-20 topic, by the way, so I'm going to need your yes to be yes. And
it's a yes.
To be, you know. Okay.
It's a yes. And it was, I'll tell you like this, man. It was a hard yes, like a. But you know what? I got to this point, man. Zeke has got to learn, and I'm saying it just like that. Zeke has got to learn. You are a star now. You were the
literally
least,
and figuratively.
I mean, dude, you are on America's team. You
sorry,
can,
New England.
Whatever. We've been that. Whatever. You cannot be out here like that and think that you are above reproach. You are above the NFL. You are above anything happening to you. Even with, you know, Godfather Jerry, it's just not going to happen. You just can't do that. You can't be out here pulling down people's tops in a parade in the city. You can't do that. You can't be out here in the club fighting or your people fighting. You know what I'm saying? And then all this started with how you were acting up in Ohio State. So when you come here, you have to understand this is your job. This is your job. And you know, I was like, well, he should only get four games, maybe two games. And then I really, really started kind of thinking about this. Like, wait a minute. This dude has not learned from the first from him coming into the league. You need to have something about yourself, young man. You know, you can't come in here like that. So yeah, I'm with the six games. It hurts as a Cowboys fan because the first game is the New York Giants. You know we need that game. You know we need it. You know what I'm saying? And then you look at the rest of the schedule and it's like, dude, what are you thinking? Like that those first six games, inclusive of the bye, it's if they can go 3-3, 4-2, great. But within that 3-3, 4-2, you still have, you know, division rivals that you're playing. So we need you here. We need you here. But because of the way you act and the actions and how you came at the league, and really the other part was you didn't say if you were so innocent. You just stayed quiet. You didn't say anything. And the NFL was just pounding you. So it kind of leaves me to the effect of, well, maybe there is more to this.
Okay. no, the six games are not justified because the only crime that this young man has done is be young and a little horny. Okay. Yes. Yes, he does need to exercise self-control.
Yeah.
But, you know, six games, Goodell is always trying to make somebody a statement player. Oh, I'm Goodell. I represent the Shield. I represent these white rich owners. So if this little black kid acts up, I'm going to get him. Okay, so he's not Ray Rice. I mean, he didn't punch his chick in the elevator. You know, he's not Josh Gordon, who can't get off the weed.
That we know of.
True indeed.
That we know of.
But here's the thing. We're supposed to live in America where mm-hmm. you're supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. Now, he's had a lot of warnings. I do agree that he needs to be suspended just as a slap. Say, hey, mm-hmm. look, we're watching. But six, that's 40% of the season.
Mm-hmm.
That's a long time. For example, it's a little bit like the Texas Rangers now. When you start crappy and all of a sudden you win, what does it really matter? Because the division winner, or the division leader, excuse me, is so much more far ahead.
Yeah.
You stomping somebody 17-7, what does it really mean when we already lost the lead? We are no longer in contention.
Right.
So, you love McFadden. I prefer Morris. I like Morris. But here's the thing. Whoever it is in that backfield is not putting up the numbers and giving you the first downs that you need.
Mm-hmm.
All this is for naught. We lose to the Giants by 3. We lose to whoever by 7. And then here we go. Where's Zeke?
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's a learning experience, but mm-hmm. I'm like, no, six games is too much.
I hear what you're saying. And like I said, I was back and forth about it. And really, I wasn't even back and forth. Well, I was just more like 2-4. But then, you know what? I said, no, six games. Because at some point, if Ray Rice hasn't taught you that this is not the way to go.
Don't talk cross to Ray Rice in the elevator. Don't yell at him.
Okay. But if you don't understand that, bruh, if you put your hands on a female and you work for the NFL.
He didn't put his hand. It was his fist. And he didn't like.
His hand is a fist.
He placed it.
Wow. You know, I'm not going to make like.
You know, the only time Ray Rice can play in the NFL is when he turns on Madden in 2010.
You should boo yourself for that joke. That was horrible. That's horrible.
Man, get that's out of my way. It's not coming through.
That's horrible. That's so bad, bro.
Such I mean, he's trying joke. To clean up his image.
I mean, he, you know right? what? He absolutely he came out. He's him and his wife. They have really done a lot.
She knows where that money is, doesn't she?
Oh yeah, she does. But I mean, she, you know,
I
they've
know you
come out.
Knocked me unconscious, but I still love you, though. Dude, that's some strong.
But I mean, look, if you look at Ray Rice now.
Ray Rice must have been talking to R.
Kelly. And before then, so I'm not even going to understand what you're saying. If you look at him then and now, you will see in what he talks about is just totally different. Yeah, he's not in the spotlight like he used to be. I'm sure he wants to be back in the league. He probably could still be back in the league on some team.
There's that ownership blacklist. He's on it, and somebody else has joined that list.
Well, we'll talk about that later. But I will say that the suspension for Zeke is the quote-unquote wake-up call. If he doesn't get it with this.
Oh, boy.
Because here's the other part of it that people don't realize. Okay, if this six games is upheld, he stands to lose close to $2 million. Because here's the thing. When you're suspended in the NFL, you don't get game checks.
You don't get paid.
You don't get game checks. And he's on a rookie contract. So he's not only losing those few dollars that he does get because he's on a rookie contract. He's also losing bonus money and incentive money that, again, when you put it all together, that's $2 million. I don't know about you, man, but me putting my hands on somebody is not worth me losing.
Right, a financial hit.
And again, there have been examples already in the league okay, but to think that you're above it because of granddaddy, you know, Jerry is out there. Nah, it's, dude, you have to govern yourself. Dak Prescott, and you can say what you want to about the dude, but everything I have seen, have heard, and have read about him, he's just a good all-around dude. Like, he right. was raised to the point of he's just a good dude.
I like Russell Wilson 2.0. I'm glad we have him.
You're just infatuated with Russell Wilson.
No, dude. I see the parallels between them. Light skin,
hey, this is dude. Like the third time you've invoked his name, I think.
I heard Dak, so I think of Russell. They're both similar to me, like clones.
Russell Wilson?
Yeah, the dude, oh, okay. Sierra's husband.
I thought you were talking about, never mind, Russell Westbrook. Okay, I know who you're talking about. Russell Wilson is a good dude, yes. But I think Dak is just,
Dak so is you got me, or you got that analogy confused with Russell Westbrook.
Right.
And I was like, Russell what? Wilson.
Yeah, because you just said
okay,
Russell.
Okay, I'm going to need you to listen.
I do listen, but you didn't mention the last name, so.
You didn't give me a chance to.
Okay, go ahead.
Rewind the tape.
There's no tape.
It's digital.
It is. Welcome.